Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver leads the Wheat Improvement Team at Oklahoma State University, supported by checkoff monies from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Dr. Carver says the bar is high to do the very best job he can for today's wheat producer.
The key word here is comprehensive. We have a lot of things to deal with in Oklahoma from an agronomic standpoint, but also meet the quality demands. And I want us to be the best we can be in all those areas. I don't want to just be good at one of them. So
Those areas are
strength in the field and strength in the bakery. It's not good to me, it's not acceptable to me to be really good at one and so-so in another. We want to be good at all those because I think it's genetically possible. And, you know, plant breeding is one of those things is you get out of it what you put into it.
Dr. Carver interested in high-yielding wheat, but at the same time, high-quality milling and baking attributes to satisfy the end user. And his work is supported by the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for today's wheat producer.
Well, it's Friday afternoon. Markets were mixed today. We were 45 higher on the February fats at 142. Live cattle cash trade this week looks like it's going to be from about 138 to 141. I'd say 140. Let's call it 140. The board's at 142. We're in February. A Monday's first notice day, so everybody will be getting out of those on the 7th. April lives are up 12 at 146.87. So that'll become the front month and what we will be trading mostly. We've had a heck of a rally from 139 at the end of January to about 147 currently on the April. So $8 rally here, if you give back half of it, it's about 143. The feeder cattle were down 62 in March at 166.10. They've also rallied in the feeder cattle. I think most people are watching this snowstorm and what that means for the wheat and how long the wheat will be viable feed option. Now, it doesn't look like the snowstorm had that much of a positive impact for the crop, but we'll see going forward. Overall, though, 20 to 30 cents lower on the feeder cattle. Hogs today were at 57 in Feb. April's up $1.70 at 100.07. Box beef markets have been a little bit disappointing in getting lower. I know yesterday choice was 287. It had been in the 290s. Feeder cattle index has been kind of hanging in there, 159.25, up 32 yesterday.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call, 405-286-7703.
Well, grains today were higher and led by the wheat market. The July Kansas City wheat was up 16 cents at 7.90¾. This weather that moved through the last couple of days was really highly anticipated to bring good moisture throughout the wheat belt and really the driest parts, according to the drought monitor. But if you look at the radar-indicated snowfall numbers, it really wasn't that good in the drought, the driest of the drought areas. So I don't know how much of an impact it'll have. It seems like most of it blew and was in the ditches. We'll see what happens, but it was obviously a little bit beneficial, but I don't know if it'll be a major drought-busting event like we had hoped. And the market's reflecting that, being up 16. Chicago wheat was up a little bit, up 9 to 12. Minneapolis up 9 to 12. Beans rallied in the latter half of the day, up anywhere from 3 to 11.5. Corn was up anywhere from 4 to 6 cents. To cotton futures ended up edging lower here, down 88 at 126.74. Just an overall up day. The crude oil was up $1.95. The Dow Jones was down 200 this morning, and it's come back. It's fought its way back all the way to up, currently up about 200. So a really good comeback. We had a jobs report this morning that wasn't as bad as maybe the market had anticipated, and so that's helpful for everything across the board.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.